Earlier today, the Edmonton Oilers organization announced that Bill Scott is their new assistant GM. He replaced Rick Olchek in that role. He has been the GM of the OKC Barons for the last four years in the American Hockey League. Prior to that, he spent four seasons as the director of hockey operations for the American League. Also graduated from Michigan State and worked in the ECHL as manager of hockey operations for a few seasons. Bill, congratulations on the gig. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Bill, last time we spoke, you know, we were talking about kind of running an organization down in OKC, growing the fan base, doing all the travel stuff and arranging all of that. Your role now will change, I'm guessing, quite a bit when you come up to Edmonton. Define for all of the Oilers fans out there, what are your exact responsibilities now as an assistant GM for the Oilers?
Yeah, well, Craig and I talked about it a little bit, and I'm sure there's going to be some tweaking as we go along, but I think my primary responsibilities are going to be contract negotiations, working with the CBA and a lot of our collective bargaining issues, as well as a lot of cap work as well. So a lot of those things, obviously, we're getting into time with some restricted free agents and things like that, salary arbitration, a lot of those details that we're going to be working on here shortly. So I think that a lot of that is going to fall onto my plate now, which I'm excited about that opportunity and looking forward to the challenge.
What's your background in contract negotiations? How does that work?
Yeah, well, we've done quite a bit of it here. I mean, there aren't certainly not as many players signed to American League contracts as there are in the National Hockey League. But when you hold the job that I've had, you know, you're working with the agents on a regular basis for these players. We've signed a lot of guys to American League deals over the last little while. So we've got quite a bit of background on that as well. So very comfortable doing that and looking forward to just doing it at the National Hockey League level now. It's really the same type of negotiation, just with a different three-letter league on top of it.
Bill Scott joins us. Bill, I guess the good thing looking at, you know, contracts, a lot of the young Oiler players, you know, firsthand, having been in OKC, the Tyler Pitlicks, the Anton Landers and such. Does that help you, do you feel, in negotiations when you've seen a player front and center for the last few years?
Well, I think it helps you more in what you think your long-term plans are for that player. I mean, the players aren't directly involved in the negotiations. The agents are more so, and that's what they get paid to do. So, but I think it's nice to have those pre-existing relationships with the players, to know that they also, they know that, you know, you have their best interest in mind, for those contracts. And, you know, we've all got a job to do, the players, the agents, the management, and everyone's going to try and get the best deal for their side, but we want to be fair at the same time for the players. You know, if they've earned, you know, whatever it is, a one-way contract or a little bit more money on the bottom end in the American League, then we got to make sure we reward the players and let them know what we think of them that way. And we go from there. So every situation's a little bit different, but I think having those relationships with the players ahead of time, just so that they know, you know, it's not strictly business and you are looking out for their interests, and they've got somebody, you know, on the management side that they know and trust. I think that can certainly help in negotiations as well.
Bill Scott joins us, new assistant general manager for the Edmonton Oilers. Bill, the CBA is a big piece of work. There's a lot of, it seems, moving parts all the time with it. Realistically, like, do you have to bone up on this every day? How often have you read the CBA?
Yeah, well, I've read it numerous times already. You know, just working from the American League perspective, we deal a lot with similar issues, obviously a lot of players on NHL contracts down here. So we're very familiar with what's in there already. I think anybody that deals with the CBA would tell you that they're always boning up on it and trying to find better definitions and just making sure that their interpretation of things is exactly what the league and the association intended. So, you know, it's something that we're always going to be rereading and digging deeper into. But very familiar with the document already, worked with it already. So comfortable in working on the CBA on behalf of the Oilers.
Bill, do you like the wording of the CBA? I've read, now Grant, I don't have a legal background, and I have some lawyer buddies, and at times they're like, man, it really seems at times like it's more complicated than it should be. As somebody who's read it more than I, do you agree with that? Do you think it could be simplified?
You know what? I think it's easy to say that it could be simplified, but you know, there's a lot of smart people that put those documents together, and I think they're worded in a way so that not as much can be left to interpretation. You know, a lot of the times two people enter the room and think they have a deal on something, and they'll both have the same wording, and you know, they'll go back to their respective groups and have completely different interpretations on what they agreed to. So I think the CBA does its best in trying to avoid those situations and define things, whether they are as clear as people want them to be. I think they end up at least painting an accurate picture of the ultimate goal and intention of each rule and each note in there. So it's certainly not the easiest read. I don't think you're going to stay up all night reading it and be enthralled with reading it, but it does define very well the intent of the CBA. So I think that's the most important thing when it comes to putting one of those together.
Bill Scott joins us. Bill, outside of all of that, I'm sure they'll have some input on player valuation, considering I know you were the guy who was writing up a lot of the reports. Were you not on the players for the last few years? So you've kind of done, I guess, some internal scouting?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we after each game from Oklahoma City, we were writing reports up on our players and on our team to our management group and our scouting staff, just to keep them informed on how our guys were doing here in Oklahoma City. And then I've done scouting as well across the American League, a little bit of college as well. So I've got a background on both sides of that, along with in my previous jobs, watching a lot of hockey. So, you know, player evaluation, things like that are certainly going to be a part of the job. I think it's going to morph into something down the road where that might be added a little bit more to my schedule. But you know, it's one of those jobs where it can really expand at whatever rate you're able to handle. So we're looking forward to digging in on all the original things that were set out to do here, and then growing it from there.
Bill, you're young, 33 years of age. You know, this is a pretty fast track for you. I know you got right out of school in Michigan. You got right into the ECHL. You've had 8 years experience at the American League level. So while your birth certificate says 33, you've had a fair amount of experience. Are you? What makes you most confident that you're ready for this jump?
Well, I think it is that it's the amount of experience I have been able to get. You know, at my age, I don't really see age as a factor. I think it's the work you do and your body of work over a you know, specific amount of time. And I've been very fortunate to work for some great people. Brian McKenna and Rod Pasma at the ECHL were terrific. Dave Andrews, Jim Mill at the American Hockey League were great leaders, great mentors as well. And then working for the Oilers, working with Steve, Kevin, now Craig and Scott, we've got some really, really good people in our hockey operations department. And so, you know, I think, you know, you hope you get recognized for the work that you do, and you certainly understand that there's a lot of great people out there that would like those types of jobs. And sometimes it's being in the right place at the right time and just being very fortunate that you can make a good impression on the people that you're working for, and they know they can trust you with the job at hand and the task at hand. And you know, if they didn't believe in me, or if I didn't believe in myself, then I wouldn't take a job like this. But I'm confident in my abilities and confident in our group that we can keep pushing this thing forward and keep working to improve the Oilers and work our way towards our goals.
Now, Bill, I know you're hired by the Oilers today to be their assistant GM. I'm assuming, though, with the OKC Barons still in the playoffs, you'll still be watching and overseeing them until the end of the season. So let's talk about the playoffs. You guys open up against Texas, and even though you come in as the 8th seed, you actually get the first two games on home ice Wednesday and then Saturday before you travel next week to Texas on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Do you like that playoff format of the 2-3? And I know that OKC is always involved in that, basically due to travel.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing for the 2-3 is it's a best-of-five series. So when the American League instituted that best-of-five, taking it away from a best-of-seven, We wanted to make sure that the high seed had first choice, essentially. They had the choice to start at home and get two games, or they could finish, you know, on the road, but play three on the road. So, you know, as the low seed, same thing that we were last year against Charlotte. We're going to take the first two at home, and I don't mind staying at home after finishing up the regular season. It allows our guys a little bit of rest. It allows them good practice at home, and then we can just treat the back half of the series like a regular season trip. So, you know, our guys are excited about getting in the playoffs. We had quite the battle to get in there throughout the second half of the year, but our team's been playing well, and we feel we match up well against Texas. They're an excellent team. They've got some great players. They're very well coached. There's a reason that that they were atop the standings in all of the American Hockey League this year. So it's going to be a great challenge for our team, but our guys are very comfortable with where we're at, and we're looking forward to try and put another long postseason run going here.
Handicap Texas, you guys have played them very hard this season. What do you like about this matchup? Why does your team match up well against them?
You know what? It's not even just a one-year thing. We always seem to have had some pretty good success against their team over the 4 years that we've been here. You know, on paper, they've got obviously a terrific team. They've got the leading scorer in the league. They've got very good goaltending, a great mix of young and old on the back end, and with a lot of talent there. They've got some very good prospects. But they're a team that our guys get excited to play against. They've got a fun building to play in down there. It's an intimate atmosphere. And our guys have always seemed to respond to that. So, you know, it's one of those places where we've had some success in the past, and our guys feed off that, and they're not intimidated by going into that building. And sometimes, you know, history can certainly help you in the present, and our guys are very confident in playing this team for the first round.
How's Darnell Nurse looked?
Very good. Yeah, Darnell's a good player. He's, you know, he's got some things to work on for sure, as all players do at 18, 19 years old. But, you know, you just see his skating, his power. He's a strong physical guy. He can play with an edge. He knows when to jump up into the play. He's been involved in numerous odd man rushes and a couple chances right around their goal where he's jumped into plays that are just instincts the players either have or they don't have. And for a young guy like that to come into the American Hockey League at the end of the season and play the way he's been playing, we've been very happy with his progress.
Bill, congratulations on the new gig. We'll talk to you again soon, and best of luck in the playoffs.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jason. Take care.